Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you call them the Psalm of David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage under Pastor Darlene Bundy, the wonderful woman of God.
Yes.
My personal belief that she has an excellent spirit. Hallelujah, yes. God. One that stands the test of time.
Amen.
This is our power of prayer.
Yes.
I'm Apostle Horsley with my wife, Evangelist Horsley.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, and we go forth in this hour of power of prayer.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
glory. No song can matter than the Lord by Sarah Bell Talbot. One man sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and he shivered in the shadow. But when Jesus came and he begged that man's pardon to flee, when Jesus comes, all slave powers are broken. Whenever Jesus
Rest, O Lord God, in you today, O Lord God, and strength, O Lord God. Many have come, O Lord God, and financial strength, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Because of wisdom, O Lord God. So we come to the King, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We come to the King of glory, O Lord God. We come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God. Standing on the promises of God, O Lord God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, O Lord God.
Yes.
Asking that you bless our children, O Lord God, that in school, O Lord God, and looking to the Lord God to go into the summer recess time, O Lord God, or summer vacation, if you call it, when we're back in school, O Lord God.
Yes,
knowing this, O Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. So we come, O Lord God, we enter that into that course of praise, O Lord God, and onto that course of thanksgiving, O Lord God. We're thankful to be up this morning, O Lord God, because you touched us, O Lord God. So we want to go forth and praise your holy name, O Lord God. So we stand and we bless your name today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. No other name we know, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Be whatever requested is, O Lord God, we thank you in advance, O Lord God, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, as the nephew comes, O Lord God, to try to work in the house today, O Lord God, we pray for the success of it, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Traveling mercies that look today, O Lord God, for all of those who need it, O Lord God, those who are looking for jobs, O Lord God, even those who have to sit through the joints, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, because, Lord, you are our Father, Lord God, and we bless your name today in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning again. Hallelujah, God. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm safe and sanctified because Jesus lifted me. I'm safe and sanctified because Jesus lifted me. Saved and sanctified, oh Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It's a wonderful day to be alive. Hallelujah to God. It was definitely hot yesterday. I didn't get a chance to turn on the news today. But let you know that our God is faithful and his truth. He is changing. Hallelujah to God. The weather's warm, the water's warm, our prayer is warm, and high hallelujah going up to the Father for all glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Have my lovely wife here. Yes. Hallelujah to God. I think she's almost like fine wine and cheese.
Thank
the Lord. Getting better age. I shouldn't say that, but anyway, she's here. Amen, amen. And we have the scripture of the week. I believe it's in the book of Matthew.
Yes, amen.
It's the ninth chapter, is it?
Yes.
Verse 28 and 29. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God. And I was looking at it. I'll get it to you in a minute. I was looking at it and I was noticing the miracles that God just began as you read through.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe after we have something to say here. Hallelujah to God. And just what you come, we want to just take this break to go to Pastor Dolly and hallelujah to God and see if she has something for you to hold in your mind and prayer, then the next voice after she's done, you would be the wife, the evangelist. Pastor Dolly, hallelujah, God bless you. Be here this morning. That's the night I came. That means our focus and attention and understanding. I want to call on.
Well, good morning. Just thank God for today. Thank God just being here together. Thank you, God. I don't have anything special down other than just keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of your life. Grateful for all that God is doing. It's marvelous. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right. That's right.
So we thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you. So let's go forth there. I'm going to bring the wife. She's going to read the scripture of the week. And
Yes. Praise the Lord. And good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear visionary, Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Praise the Lord. And, of course, Elder Horsley and all the beautiful saints of God in all of their respective places. We thank God for each and every one of you. We'll be reading our scripture of the week, and it's coming from Matthew's chapter 9. Okay, and we're going to read verses 28 and 29. And it says that when he had come to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, "Do you believe? Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And they said to him, yes, Lord. And when he had touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Praise the Lord. These are some powerful verses here. And of course, these were two blind men, and they were calling on Jesus as the Son of God and realizing that he was, of course, Lord. When we began to have true faith in God, hallelujah, recognizing his lordship, recognizing his deity, recognizing that he was, I believe at this time, the blind man was recognizing him as the Messiah, the one that would have healing in his wings. Praise the Lord. And so when they called out to Jesus, they were calling in faith. There was some that was trying to shush them up. You know, sometimes when you need a miracle or you need something from God and you're crying out to the Lord and you're in prayer, and some people accuse us of just always, you know, they say, y'all are holy rollers, y'all. But whatever it takes, we as saints of God, we're going to believe God. We're going to touch the hem of his garment. No matter how foolish man may say we may be looking, but we are pressing by faith. Hallelujah. We are crying out in faith, believing that our God is able to heal us, believing that our God is able to change our situations. He's able to transform our lives, and we cry out in faith. Now, we know faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, says, faith is the substance of things hoped for,
yes,
the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that faith also represents our trusting in God, our believing before we see anything. We believe that God is going to move on our behalf, no matter what the situation is. And so what we're going to do, we're going to take our faith and we're going to couple it with the word of God. Hallelujah. Then there will be true change. The woman that had the issue of blood, she had said within herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. What are you saying? What words are coming from your heart? What thoughts are coming from your heart? What words are coming from your mouth? What I want to stress with you all today is that make sure that as you go through this life journey that you are speaking the word of God by faith, no matter what your situation is. For example, if you have a situation with finances or you're looking for work or you need some type of, as I just said, financial blessing or breakthrough, we have to find the scripture that would apply to that, which is Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 says, I know my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And so we have to understand, saints, that God's word is God's medicine, and God's medicine always works. So if we want to operate in the realm of true faith, we have to make sure that we have studied the word of God so we know how to apply the word of God correctly when we are going through life situations and problems. We know that faith comes by hearing. And that's why it's important to come to the prayer lines and to make sure you go to your churches so that you can hear the word of God, which helps increase our faith. We have to remind ourselves, are we really flowing in faith? Are we really speaking the word of God over our circumstances? Or are we speaking the word of our own flesh? Or in other words, we're allowing the enemy, the devil, to take over. But now that we say we are on the Lord's side, we need to come completely on the Lord's side. And the word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So I'm simply just encouraging you all to get the word of God in your mouths, because we know, according to Proverbs 18:21, Solomon makes it clear here. He says, death and life are in the power of our tongue. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand that the words that we're speaking, we can speak life over ourselves, or we can speak death over ourselves by refusing the word of God. So let's speak life. I just want to encourage you all to begin to speak positive affirmations over yourself daily. Praise the Lord. While we are in this period of fasting and praying during the season, and truly I feel as saints of God, living in these last and evil days, we have to keep a spirit of prayer and fasting going from day to day to day. I know we have a certain amount of days we say we're going to fast here at doing our services here, but the thing is this, we want to stay in the state of prayer. We want to stay in the state of fasting, consecration, seeking the Lord. These are the last of evil days, saints. The enemy is trying everything he can to derail the people of God by taking our focus off our faith in God. I hear Apostle Paul say in First Timothy 6 as well, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Saints, we've got to hold on to our confession of faith, saints of God. We got to say what God says concerning us. We got to believe that we are children of the Most High God. So speak it. 1 Peter 1:23 reminds us, for we are God's children. We have been born again of the incorruptible seed. We have to remember. And 2 Corinthians 5:17, remind yourself, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Remind yourself. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And remind yourself, praise the Lord, that I am more than a conqueror in Romans 8:37. So we have to apply the word of God given the many situations that we will be confronted with on this earthly journey, saints. The word of God is our remedy. The word of God is our medicine. The word of God is the formula for success in our lives. So we have to take this word and apply it to the various circumstances by faith. Hallelujah. This is the only way we're going to get our healing. We're going to get our breakthrough. We're going to see true change in ourselves, true transformation for ourselves as well as for others. We can stand in the gap and intercede for others by faith. Hallelujah. Knowing that the word of God said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mm-hmm. So we got to believe we receive them where we pray. We believe we receive. And so we should be praising God, thanking God, not magnifying the problem, but we need to be magnifying the solution. The solution is our trust and our faith in God, our reliance on God, our reliance on his holy word, because we know that the word of God says that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word shall stand forever. And we know that the word of God will never return void, but it shall accomplish that which is set out to do. So the word of God says also, and I believe it's in Psalms, he said he sent his word and healed them. We can send a healing word to our relative or to a friend. Hallelujah. They may be sick in their bodies. You may not be able to get there physically, but the Lord is everywhere at the same time. And we can send that healing word of God, and the presence of the Lord will heal that person. So we have to believe the word of God, you all, and act on the word, you know? Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. The woman pressed her way to get to see Jesus. Hallelujah. It was against the law for her to even be out amongst people in her situation. But she pressed onward. She pressed forward. She knew, hallelujah, she had that faith. She had that confidence,
yes,
that Jesus was the Messiah,
yes,
the one who had healing in his wings. Hallelujah. And so when she touched him, things changed for her. Her life was changed. How much more would things change in our lives? Hallelujah. And the lives of those we love. If we come in faith, y'all, if we come with unshakable faith, glory be to God. We got to have that bulldog faith. I know it's a series that Gloria Copeland and her husband were teaching on. They were talking about the bulldog faith. You know, when that bulldog bites down on meat, on a piece of meat or something, you better get out of its way. Because nothing you can do you can do to take that meat from him in a safe manner. Because we know once that dog gets that meat in his mouth, he's not letting go. Neither should we let go of the word of God out of our mouths, out of our hearts. So we have to remember, if we could feed our spirit the word of God, we would be stronger in our faith, saints. So be encouraged today. Praise God. Continue to walk by faith, you all, and not by sight. God bless you. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, I wanted to,
yes,
mm-hmm, it's a word, hallelujah,
yes,
God, and,
mm-hmm,
and we thank God for you. We,
yes,
appreciate that word there.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to,
yes,
the scripture of the week and,
yes,
start at verse 1 and read,
yes,
down.
Okay.
That's King James.
Yes.
I just want them to hear in the hearing.
Yes.
The community time of devotion, you have to keep reading.
Okay.
It was a matter of,
yes,
how many miracles that Jesus,
yes,
he was just busy.
Yes.
I believe it's
mm-hmm,
the blind man came. It was about five miracles that he
yes,
worked before he went and healed the blind's eyes and
yes,
was different things, you know.
Yes.
And that's our walk in life. Hallelujah,
yes,
to God.
Yes.
Mother always says, no flowery bed of ease, hallelujah to God.
Right.
That we are continuously working.
Right.
And sometimes you don't realize that you be working so hard in,
yes,
the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Until you realize you go to bed and you wake up, so like I did yesterday morning, and realized by the time that I got through handling so many situations that the hour was so late in the morning. I said, oh my goodness, Lord. I said, what's going on here? And it's the fact that As we go through these times now, more and more people come because they want to know who Jesus is. They want to know about the kingdom of God, hallelujah to God. And that was his statement also in Matthew.
Yeah.
He said, after he was baptized, he said, and he came out of the wilderness,
yeah,
he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So we are members of the kingdom, hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
We're doing kingdom work, hallelujah to God. We're ambassadors,
yes,
representing Christ.
That's right.
Not to take anything away from the day, but read that there in the...
Okay, I'm going to read it again. Okay, Matthew's the 9th chapter, and we're going to read... Did you want me to start the 27th? Was it Jesus departed thence?
Yes.
The 27th verse was about, it says, when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said to him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you according to your faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know this guy says a lot there.
Yes.
I was going to go to the first, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to move along in this hour of our prayer for the reason.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened was he was working, you know, it was like I was bringing the fullness of the day.
Yes.
And how he just never lost it. So you could take the scripture there,
mm-hmm.
and you could apply it in the life that,
mm-hmm.
you know, according to your faith, that the prayer that you're praying this day, he on the prayer deliverance with the circle of friends,
mm-hmm.
according to your faith, it will come to pass, or it will go in and meet them. As I put on the prayer list, I have about three people that are very close to me. They need kidneys.
Yes.
And they need a new heart, a God to work a miraculous miracles.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, and I'm not trying to overpitch that, that a lot of times people in our family,
mm-hmm.
or people that we run into,
mm-hmm.
They need a miracle,
mm-hmm.
and we need them to stand in faith.
Yes,
and it's sort of broke my heart,
mm-hmm.
that the miracles that they really need, they need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and it comes a time when we, they be in the family a while, and we dance around it because they want to do other things other than to worship God. They know of God, and they figure it's a fable or something that is not true. But then, you know, when reality came, and they were calling up their mothers, you know,
mm-hmm.
crying
yeah.
about they pray that no one has to go through the pain
mm-hmm.
and the sorrow that they're going through. And then when I prayed about it, then it says what it is that they need Jesus.
Yes, they do.
And Lord said, stop cutting it short, or stop evading this. You got to take things straight on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't persecute them, but I said what you need to do is realize that you have to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And once you tell someone the truth,
mm-hmm.
then it's up to them to live with it. If they choose, they have the word, they got the scripture.
Yeah.
And it was just so because they thought that we were super saints, but it's just a way of living. Well, we thank you for the word today. We thank
all
you
right.
for expounding on it. There's some things beyond my heart. Amen.
Amen.
That's all right. And that's what it is, because we need to go forward, because they're talking about we went through
mm-hmm.
World War II, and I was thinking that I was just born a couple of years after
mm-hmm.
World War II. They're hitting at it
mm-hmm.
in the background. So this is the time that you have to be right,
okay.
you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be ready, you know. And you have to know who Jesus is. You have to have him in your heart of hearts. You have to have that personal relationship with him.
That's true.
Amen.
That's so true.
Amen. Now I'm praying now that the adversary doesn't come and steal either the word or the commentaries that you heard this morning, that you would meditate on the scripture and what you have heard, and ask God to hold it fast. And you're blessed because you'll be able to go to the archives of the
mm-hmm.
And get it. It's all on the end of the broadcast. That's Darlene that does the closing on it. And we thank God for the word today. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. Well, anyway, let's get back to our power prayer in the name of Jesus. I know that you're waiting in the there. Hallelujah. That's in queue. And it's a good time to worship the Lord and
yes.
to praise the Lord.
Yes.
At this time, we want to get the prayer request. Hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Yes.
And if we have someone that has a special prayer request
mm-hmm.
or a testimony, we'll take it at this time. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
So as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer, we're going to open up the lines of and ask Pastor Donnell, it was there. So open the lines that we might come and worship the Lord and praise the Lord and take the prayer. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Marie.
Yes, yeah. Marie.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, we have two people there. Say it again, please.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila.
Good morning, Sister Sheila.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne, and I'm listening.
Good morning, Sister Master.
Good morning, Celestia Garcia, listening in agreement.
Good morning, Sister Galactica. Good to hear the sound of your voice.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda requesting prayer.
Good morning, Sister Linda. We hear you. We do.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Teresa. I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
What's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, good morning.
Yes.
Miss Teresa. Do we have another? Amen, amen, amen. So Lord, we thank God. We thank God for you. We give you hallelujah to God. Okay, we're going to praise and worship, hallelujah to God. It's a good time to worship and praise the Lord, hallelujah to God. And we're so glad that the Lord is here. And we want you to come in and just worship the Lord for the things that he has done, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it, and the class is continuously going on here, hallelujah to God. And don't let it end on Friday, but continuously consecrating everything. So what we want to do now is we want to worship the Lord and thank the Lord for all that he's doing. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And if something comes to mind, just add it in worship and praise as we go forth in Jesus' name.
We bless your name this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. So awesome, Lord. So perfect.
You are
our way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My Father, my Father, you are our
me, hallelujah.
Praise your name, God.
Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood that you shed. Thank you for suffering, O God. You were wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our
God. Thank you and praise you. Because open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah. We desire to reflect you, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes.
In all that we do, Lord. In all that we say, in the name of Jesus.
Praise your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have already done. We thank you for the victory. Oh, God,
thank you,
even our faith. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Remember those that don't know you today, Lord. Save, heal, deliver. In the name of Jesus. Let those, oh God, who are in chains be made free, God. Let the captives go free. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Oh, my family. Oh, my beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory.
Thank you for the strength. Strength is still in the voice. Hallelujah.
We bless your name today, God. We bless your name, O Lord God. We thank you, God, and we glorify your name, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the praise, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Bless your
name. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for being here in my life, Lord, being my father, my friend. Oh, yes, being my love.
Thank you, Lord, God. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Never forsake me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You alone are worthy of the honor, the glory, the praise.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Lord.
Yes.
So we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, yes, God, oh Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Testimony, praise the Lord, but God is good, saints. I'm telling you, he's worthy of all the praise. I had went and did a little shopping there at one of the stores, and what happened is when I used my ATM card, I thought I had enough to cover my purchases, but what happened, I was short, so the lady said, no, it's refusing, it's declining your card. And so I began to start putting some of the things back. I said, well, because I had some cash with me. I said, well, I'll just, take some of the things off. So as I was proceeding to move some things off the counter there, the lady behind me said, ma'am, how much do you owe? So I said, well, it comes to about $16 and change. And so the lady said, well, ma'am, I'll take care of it for you. And I said, well, God bless you, you know. And she said, just pay it forward. So I just thank God for, you know, his goodness, his mercy. And, you know, when we show love to others, that love comes back. Because just the day before, there was a man asking for a little change the other day. Me and my husband was passing by. We, you know, we gave him some change. And it just goes to show you, when you show love, love comes back in all kinds of ways. So we just thank God for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen, amen.
Evangelist Wonderland for sharing the word this morning. We just want to keep in mind what you said is that we have to keep speaking the word of God by faith, and we have to say what God says over yourself. And as we do that, as Apostle Horsley said, that according to your faith, it shall be done unto us. And that is the word of God. And so that's so important that we remember the word of God and speak the word of God over us. Think of what you can say according to the word. If you don't know exactly how to say it, just read the word and speak the word out for your life. And I'm just grateful for today. Thank God for every sister and brother here today. And Lord, we just make a declaration over each and every person, oh God, that we have been sanctified, set apart, made whole by faith in God. And I seal and cover all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we are rejecting them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And this is for Apostle Horsley, our Evangelist Wonderland. We thank God for our Sister Yvonne and Pastor Scholastica, Sister Marie and Sister Chris and Sister Linda, Sister Teresa, Sister Renee, Sister Grace, Sister Charlotte, Sister Sheila. We thank God for Sister Dorothy, for Sister Belinda, Brenda's family. We thank God for Brother Todd's family, Brother Darrell's family, for Pastor Yolanda's family, for Brother James and his family, and just all the saints of God who have known down through the years. In the name of Jesus, we make a declaration that this morning we shall continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for this blessing, each and every one of us, that we will keep the faith in God. We will walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for Sister Lois also. In the name of Jesus, Sister Lynette. In the name of Jesus, Sister Darlene. In the name of Jesus, Sister Gladys. In the name of Jesus, Sister Mary, as she is traveling. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for each one. Name by name, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just blessing us to be a blessing. And I decree this morning we will resist the devil and he will flee from us. I decree today that we will delight ourselves in the Lord and he will give us the desires of our heart. In the name of Jesus, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord God Almighty is with us. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we are overcomers because we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed and our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. The floodgates of heaven are being opened over our lives and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I love each and every one of you and thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving each other, loving your family, loving your enemies, loving those who are hard to love in the name of Jesus, that they will be drawn to Jesus Christ because of the love that we share. with each and every person. So I thank God for each and every one who has sown into the ministry and on my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I decree this morning the word of God in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, the Lord God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times more than what you are, blesses you as he has promised. I decree this morning that the word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Have a beautiful day. Once again, I love you, and come back tomorrow and see what you can do to continue to serve and bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.